Speaking of apologies, I realized I owe one to Thomas, two of my sisters, and my dad. They were all here one afternoon. Well, my son as well was there, so I owe him one of two. I owe them all an apology, five people. They were all here one afternoon, and the, quote, elders, unquote, showed up at my door from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And first of all, I thought it was strange for them to be calling themselves elders because they're so young. They didn't earn that name. So I thought that was strange. And I let them come in because it was cold outside, even though I had company. And the one said, I just want to tell you something real quick. I just want to tell you something. And I said, okay. And I let him inside the door. And then I said, okay, do you want to sit down? They sat down and they didn't really have anything direct to tell me. But within 20 minutes, everyone from my family left the house. And I owe them all an apology because if I was being honest with myself and with them, I would have said something like, well, for an apology, I would have said something like, I'm really sorry I abandoned our family gathering for two strangers that I didn't want to leave out in the cold. That was part of my values. But also, I value my family feeling connected, my family feeling nurtured, my family feeling wanted when they've come to my house, my family feeling loved when they've come to visit, sharing quality time with them. I value that, and so I apologize that I didn't show up in that way that day. And if I would have said to the Mormons when they came to my home that day, thank you for coming. I have my family here right now, and they are the most important to me. Have a beautiful day. If I would have said that, that would have been in my value system to say that to them. And I wouldn't have had to apologize, which now I must do going forward. Now that I realize what happened that day. So that's to come.